You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, away for a week, and of course it went quickly, but that's okay. Good
it's
to be
funny.
Back.
It is. It's kind of weird being more exhausted when you come back to work than when you left. I don't like that part of it. But
I was going to text you. When did you drive back? Did you guys drive back yesterday,
yesterday.
Or Monday?
Yesterday. Well, it was. We kind of broke it up. We stopped in Grand Junction. Was that Monday night? And then stayed there and farted around in Grand Junction in the Fruita area a little bit, and then drove home yesterday morning, which was like 3.5 hours then from Grand Junction. So we kind of broke it up because we were tired. So yeah, got in yesterday, and then it was just like, oh, back to life, back to reality. Laundry and mowing lawns and getting the house picked up. And I actually have two other lawns in the neighborhood I'm mowing. I picked up a nice little summer gig. But I've got a couple other neighbors on vacation. One of them's gone for like a month, my buddy Scotland Rob, because he went back to Scotland. And so I'm in charge of mowing three lawns for the next month, which kind of sucks. Yeah.
That's cute.
That is cute. So I mow mine, and then I walk down the street and do another one, and then across the street and do another one.
Turn it over to your son.
I'm a lawn boy.
Almost 10.
Oh, my gosh, Dom. No. No.
No.
We were out, though, before we left, I was having him out back practicing mowing. And he was going back and forth, and he was doing pretty good. And then he found the handle that you squeeze that gives it the, you don't have to push it. You know, it's like the power mode, so you don't have to push. So he found that, and he's going along, and he's going with one hand, and he's kind of showing off to, you know, mom and the sister. Like, he's got this down. And then he wasn't paying attention, and he went up and over some landscaping and, like, onto one of our little trees that we planted and started mowing the tree down, basically, and freaking out. And I'm just yelling from the other side of the yard, just let go! Just let go! It'll stop! Let go! And he didn't, you know, he was too panicked to let go, so I had to go run over and pull it off of him. So, no, not yet.
Well, just
and then we had the whole talk of, you know, what if that tree was your sister? You can't show off when you're mowing the lawn. This is a dangerous piece of equipment here.
What if that tree
was
your sister?
Seriously, what if that tree was your sister? You would have mowed over her. It's like, you got to focus, buddy, when you're mowing the lawn. So
that is hilarious.
For the time being, I'll take care of the neighbor's lawn.
All right.
Yeah, we had a good time. We'll talk about it a little more, I believe, at 7. I'll reiterate why I don't get into public pools. I'll tell you something that happened to me. And then maybe talk about Mike the Headless Chicken, a story I have never heard before.
Oh, yeah. It's in Fruita,
it's in
right?
Fruita. Mm.
I remember Mike.
Yeah, good old Mike.
Last night, I went for a long walk yesterday morning, and then last night I was debating whether or not to go out for a quick little evening stroll, you know, once it cooled off and everything, to walk around the hood. And I'm glad I did, because I wasn't going to. And then when I did, I went outside. It was about 8:30 or so, and one of the sprinklers at the far end of our property was popped up and was just kind of out a little bit of water.
Yeah.
And all around it was flooded.
Awesome.
That's so I turned around, I went back, shut all the power off to everything, and it did not stop the water. So it took us a good half hour, you know, but it was after 9 o'clock and it was dark by the time that we were finally figured out how to get all of that shut off. And there's a leak down now in the irrigation control box, and it's just
sprinkler stuff's the worst.
And I was, you know, I was talking to Gretchen, and I said, what if we sold this house?
Yeah.
And we took the proceeds from it. How long could we pay rent somewhere with the proceeds from this house? Let somebody else just that is one of the things about renting, you know, is to be able to call a landlord and say, this is broken.
Got a problem.
You take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Crossed my mind.
Oh, well, it's just one sprinkler head.
I know. But I got
to hire it out anyway.
I'm going to hire it out. Of course I am. It's not a broken sprinkler head. The problem is in
the line.
Is in the irrigation system somewhere. So.
Yep. Oh, Dom.
First world problem.
That's right,
right,
buddy.